Morning, everyone. So we're celebrating Ascension Sunday. The bishops thought it would be more convenient to move it from Ascension Thursday to Sunday. And so here we are. And so we're reflecting on this great feast. So traditionally, it would be on Thursday, which would mean there's 9 days between the Feast of the Ascension and the Feast of Pentecost. I'm going to talk about that in a second, but I just want to share what's on my beady mind about what's gone on during this pandemic. And this is from my view, but I think it's pretty amazing. You all remember when Pope Francis, in that stirring event in St. Peter's Square, where he did a benediction of the Blessed Sacrament, and he did it to an empty St. Peter's Square. It was striking, and in a lot of ways sad, because it really marked the time that we would be distanced from each other and from our Eucharistic Lord as well. But what I found interesting, I actually shared this morning, I found it from a priest friend's page, where they look at the statistics of the coronavirus, and on March 27th, it spiked. And then from that point on, it went down. So I think that's pretty amazing. But it was around that time, or actually backing up a little bit from that, it was prior to that that I saw that this was getting pretty bad. And so I put on a call. We have upwards to 57,000 in the Grace Force and many more on social media. I put out a call, let's do the powerful 54-day Rosary Novena, which is kind of our main battle campaign that we do. And we found it to be incredibly miraculous. So we did. And I actually pinpointed the 54th day to be on May 1st, which is the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. Because at the time when I was conceiving this, I thought, pandemic is going to really affect the economy, okay? And so St. Joseph the Worker would be a good one. But I wanted to, it was a global pandemic, so this is a big deal. So let's pull out all the stops. Not just the Chaste Hearts of St. Joseph, but the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So we ended up calling it the Three Hearts Novena with the intent on May 1st that we would then consecrate ourselves with the three different consecration prayers, the Chaste Heart, Immaculate Heart, and Sacred Heart. All right, so it's all set up. Then March 9th is 54 days back from May 1st, so that was our start date. That ended up being when the stock market tanked worldwide. It was the beginning of the whole stock market collapse. They actually ended up calling Monday, March 9th, Black Monday, okay, because of that. And we've seen what the effect it's had on the economy. So yes, we need to pray. And then it was about halfway through the 54-day Rosary Novena, we're heading toward Holy Week. And I don't know if you recall, but I've been paying very close attention to this, and mostly because I care so much about souls and if they're going to be affected with a terrible virus or economically, I want to do all that I can. And so anyway, so I've been paying very close attention to this. Before Holy Week, that's when they were saying, just be ready. It's going to be horrible. Okay? All the models are showing this. There's going to be a lot of cases, a lot of deaths. Just be ready. And I was just like, wow, really? And then we hit Holy Week, and that didn't happen. Okay? The models flattened, as they say. Right? And so it was the week after Holy Week, that's when they started talking about, okay, let's start talking about coming out. Let's start talking about opening up the economy. Let's start talking about saving people from the ravages of poverty, you know, and all the bad effects from that, you know, depression, suicide, addictions, abuse, all kinds of things. And so let's work on that. Well, in a growing number of souls, okay, they kind of saw that as a period of time where, you know, we we wanted to be careful. You know, we didn't know what this virus is all about. That's all good. We got quarantined. But after that, as the models weren't the worst case scenario anymore, that's when a lot of people started going, this sounds like it's being politicized a little bit, all right? And that's actually growing quite a bit since we hit that Holy Week point, okay? So we flatten the curve in order that hospitals aren't overrun. So what's this, they say, right? So there's a lot of that going on. And so that's when I said to myself, I said, self, we need to pray more. So for whatever reason, God put on my heart, grab your rosary, go down to the state capitol, walk and pray. And that came to me just before May 1st, all right? And May 1st, now we find out, okay, first of all, it's the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. I didn't realize this till late in the 54-day Rosary Novena. It also happened to land on a First Friday. We honor Sacred Heart of Jesus. That's the second heart. Then all of a sudden, Archbishop Gomez, the president of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, announces a little more than a week beforehand that on May 1st, we're going to consecrate, along with Canada, our nation to Mary, Mother of the Church. So now you have Chaste Heart, Sacred Heart, Immaculate Heart. And we already had a plan. We called it the Three Hearts Novena. We already planned to consecrate on that day. So God's amazing, right? And it was just then that I saw the politicization, and my heart now absolutely went out with those who are susceptible to this virus, mainly our elderly and those with other conditions. But, you know, I was telling the servers beforehand, they were half joking about the virus. I said, yeah, you guys could be arrogant because, you know, the young people aren't affected by it. And it's true. You know, by and large, mostly anybody under the age of 60, you know, is a far less chance of anything bad happening. So that's what we're finding out. And yet we saw people extending, you know, this lockdown, and again, it possibly damaging the economy. So I went down, I prayed the rosary, and I kept going almost every day, okay, down to the state capitol. And I just do, you know, I do once around the capitol. And while I'm out there praying, okay, May 13th, the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima, the Supreme Court overrules our governor with his extended opening plan that he had. And churches are now called essential from that on the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. You can't make this up. So we're opening, all the churches in Wisconsin have decided to join together and do the big opening to 25% of capacity on Pentecost. Are you following me so far, right? So amazing things. So here we are, okay? And now what I've asked for, I just think, and this is the way I put it, I said, back in August, there was a terrible report that came out, okay, that said that 70% of professed Catholics don't believe that's God on the altar. And then a few months later, we're actually distanced from our Lord. You know, I don't know the mind of God. I absolutely don't, but I kind of go, that seems significant. And I'm a hopeful person. I always tell people I'm naively hopeful. So this has been very bad, this virus and the economy and all that. But what can God bring out of this? Well, I think hearts are pounding to want to get near our Eucharistic Lord again and with each other, our family, our parish families. And so that's swelled up. In any notion of taking him for granted is just gone. And I thought, okay, I think what's needed now is that especially the spiritual leaders, priests and bishops, we need a special strength in this time. 70% don't believe, Eucharistic, social distance from our Eucharistic Lord. And here we are, we're beginning to open up. And we recall those apostles huddled in that upper room, praying intently, waiting for the coming of the Holy Spirit, right? That's the period we're in right now. And what happened to those apostles? First of all, they messed up, didn't they? I mean, our first pope denied, he distanced himself from Christ. You know, I don't know the guy. What are you talking about? And all the rest took off and hid. But one remained. Over here is the 12th station. You can see him. There's John the Beloved. We need what the apostles received, especially our priests and bishops, a new and fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit that they received. Now empowered, they went out and they brought the light of truth to the world. And the world would hate them for it. You're a threat to us. You see, I think that's what we've been doing for far too long now, is saying, oh, the world might get upset and we might cause division. Okay, so let's not speak the truth, okay? No more. We need to go out. We need to spread the light of Christ's love and truth to the world. I always love Bishop Morlino's line. He says, the truth with love, but the truth, he'd always say. And he spoke it boldly, but with charity. And so I put John the Beloved right here. Somebody rescued this statue from a local parish that was about to throw it away. The paint was completely gone. And somebody offered to restore this for me. And one of the things they restored was snakes coming out of the cup. This is the legend of John the Beloved, who he was a threat with his truth. And so they had to kill him. And so they put poison in his cup. But what does he do? He blesses the cup, and the snakes, or the poison in the form of snakes, come out. What is this talking about? It's saying, yes, you're going to be a threat. Yes, they're going to try to take you down. Most of us will never have our life threatened, okay? But maybe our reputations, all right? To destroy your effectiveness as a Catholic Christian, okay? All that. But with the power of God, it overcomes that. And we're able to move the snakes out with our prayer, with our belief. And so that brings me to the culmination of my words today. I think that's a great thing that we can do. Let's emerge, rise from our tombs, our quarantine, and let's go out and get that vitamin D. You're hearing all the reports now? Strong against all viruses, this vitamin D that we receive. And you know what? We don't have to get it prescribed. It's free. It comes from the sun. Here we are. We're in the days approaching Pentecost. May 31st is Pentecost. What if all of us, believers in the power of God, got up and went out and brought the most powerful weapon we know, the rosary, and walked the land in the bright sunshine? You know, I think that little God wink, that coincidence of a Supreme Court decision while I'm walking around the Capitol, was meant to be a confirmation. Yes, do this. The book of Joshua says, I will give you the land in which you walk, as I did with Moses. It's not meant for us to get some deed of the property or anything like that. No, we're called to bring the power that we receive on that Pentecost and take that power and bring it out and anoint, bless the land with our prayers. to detox it, cleanse it, that has been stained by the poison of sin. To have a spiritual reversal, to reclaim surrendered ground back to the Lord. And it's so simple. Grab your rosary, grab your family, grab your friends, go out by yourself. But get out. Pray with belief. If my people call out to me by name and repent from their sins, I will hear them from heaven, it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, and I will heal their land. The bright sun, that vitamin D, let's heal our bodies. Let's take our belief, our powerful rosaries, and heal our land. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.